Headline, Halliburton defers billing for meals. Halliburton said it would postpone billing for an additional $140 million in meals for U.S. forces in Kuwait. Number one, what the hell does Halliburton, an oil field services company, know about cooking, delivering, storing, packaging, portioning, etc., etc., a bunch of food? They don't know a damn thing about a bunch of food. But here's the deal. This is so easy to see. Why doesn't everybody see this? And Christ, after what, someone like me sees it and points it out, why doesn't everybody either say, damn, Bart, you are right, or no, you're wrong, and here's why? That's all I ever want in a debate. Either agree with me or show me where I'm wrong. But here's what Halliburton's doing. Bush has given Halliburton, let's say, $1 billion to feed the soldiers. Since Halliburton doesn't know a goddamn thing about food, what they're doing is hiring a food company for, say, $600 million, and putting the other damn $400 million in their pockets. Who can't see that? Halliburton doesn't know how to serve food. They're going to hire someone else. They made these are wild numbers, but they make $400 million by just handling the paperwork. Bush says, hey, here's a billion, you guys. Can you feed the troops? And they look around, they do the math, they say, yeah, we can feed them for $600,000. All right, call someone, tell them we'll give them $620 million if they serve the troops. So Halliburton ends up with the $400 million for not doing anything besides making a phone call. Why can't people see that? It's so obvious. It's right there staring at us. Why do you think they have no-bid contracts? Because the other guy, the food guy, could go up there and bid $650 and make a profit. But no, it goes directly to Halliburton so they can give that money back to the BFEE. And it's just a giant circle jerk that they're just stealing our money left and right by the billions. And then they're borrowing money to give to their friends on the side. Killing 544 soldiers so far. Iraq falling in a civil war. The monkey never, ever had a plan. All he knew, he's still that 9-year-old son of a bitch throwing frogs in the air. He wanted something, and he went and got it, knowing that daddy would bail him out if things went wrong. Jeez, that makes me mad.